Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, the podcast that gives you all the latest news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
I'm Fusion X.
I'm Sailing Grace.
did you not hear me?
No, we heard you.
No, we heard you.
That's the second time we've done that, I think, Steak.
It's all good.
All right. Awesome. News.
All right. Well, we got a couple of things of news for you. Bringing you the biscuit. Play Online just released the changes to Assault that'll occur. I've never done Assault. Fusion, have you ever done Assault?
I've done a couple of them.
I've never done it, so I can't really.
My first couple of times doing it, I think I was talking to. I think you and Eric and some of the other guys on Mega Elixir about it when we were on Skype chatting one day. And, we got the question mark ring or whatever after we did it.
Okay.
Like the one, you know, how you can do item appraisal or whatever now.
Yeah.
So we appraised it and it was a brass ring.
Nice.
For a level
dude.
60 cap assault. We got like a level, like, what is that? Like a level 4 ring?
That's nice, dude. Maybe that's why they're changing stuff.
I hope so. And then there was, what was the other one I did? I did.
Congratulations. I think, here's a brass ring.
Sammy, you've done Libro's Cavern, right?
I've done a few of them, yeah. I've only beaten 3 out of the 5.
The caverns.
Ridiculous. They're fun. The thing about. Yeah, like you said, you can sometimes get really cheesy items.
For the great thing, though, is for Libro's Cavern, the whole idea is you have to knock down walls.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you're hitting these walls for about 2 or 3 damage a hit.
Yeah. Even Spirits Within, we had a theory, because I went in with some friends, and Spirits Within, as I don't know, it always does about 45% of your HP. To damage to something.
Not on the
walls. True.
And not on the walls. It didn't work.
Not so much.
No, it did like 7.
Yeah, I think we had someone do like 9. I think we had a friend do like 19 with Rampage. That was about it.
Yeah, it has a ton of HP.
Dude,
it's ridiculous.
I gotta do some of those, man.
They're fun. They're a good time. And the thing about, I can't remember which one it is. One of them is really easy, and so one of the nice things about it, I don't know if you noticed, that high potion tanks dropped way in price after Assault started, because it's like 100% drop. You always get a high potion tank.
Well, there's also there's one that you can solo.
Yeah?
Really?
You've probably seen it. You know that the one body you can get from Assault that has like the subtle blow or whatever
on
it? That comes from the, I think it's Oruzi Atoll, like the Lamia 13 or whatever. I haven't heard details, but I've heard people can solo that.
Wow.
I've never done that. There's, all the assaults, they have, I thought all of the armor that you can get from them, you have to wear it as a set to get the effects from it, though.
You do. It'll say set, and then, but it also has pretty good stats by itself, too.
Yeah.
So as far as Assault is concerned, how laggy is that stuff? Is it like
Assault
really...
is not laggy at all.
No, because you're in an enclosed area with just the people you're in the party with.
There's not 700 other people in the same area as you.
Okay.
No.
So it's pretty good. All right, well, I guess they're opening up 5 new missions.
So it's basically just the next rank of it. Yeah,
because
you have to complete 1 from each area before you can move on to the next rank.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to beat them. I haven't done it yet. Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to doing a lot of them. I know people who have, but it's just not something I've done.
Right. We'll do it sometime.
Good stuff. I gotta get over there and do some of those. I've been so busy doing other stuff in this game that I haven't even been able to experience any of that stuff.
That's very sad. Poor thing.
Oh, well, whatever. So
we're gonna be having new missions also.
Yes. Yes, we will.
The missions look cool.
Yeah, so it actually sounds like there's going to be some fights in it instead of just kind of wandering around finding.
And then they're going to be adding new ranks too, so that'll be cool. And then also, I think probably the biggest thing, they're adding a new region, Ruins of Al-Zadal, which for those of you who've probably seen the Ottergon trailer, there's a part in it where it shows this kind of like undersea room. There's like a fish swimming outside. That's the ruins of Al-Sadal. And I think if you've seen the pictures too, there's kind of like these spiky tower type things in the picture too.
Like when you're on the boat.
Right, yeah. Like right when you're going from White Gate to Nashmal. There's like kind of tall towers or whatever. I think that's the ruins of Al-Sadal.
Nice.
But it goes in deeper.
Uh-oh.
It says, at first, only a part of the Al-Sadal undersea ruins will be accessible, but other areas will gradually be made available by subsequent version updates. And we know what these areas are. We have the map site, Bonneville Atlas. There's these areas called remnants.
Okay.
There's a lot of it. There's Zalom remnants, there's Arpago remnants, there's Baflo remnants, there's Silver Sea remnants.
Okay, it sounds like Dynamis.
I'm thinking it's gotta be either something for the high level, or it's gonna be Ottergon's version of Promethean.
It
does say the new missions will be aimed for higher level players, right, reinforcing the words of Najah Salahim. It also says that I find kind of interesting, they introduced two new mercenary ranks and their corresponding rank evaluations, and one of the new rank evaluations will be themed after helping out the less experienced.
Right. Wow.
So that's kind of cool because, like, say for me, who all of my friends are low level.
I'm getting there.
I'm wondering how that'll work out. Like, we actually get something for helping out all these people, which is kind of cool. You know, that's kind of cool.
It could be a higher caps type of dungeon. Like, Promethean was 30, maybe this will be at like 60 or something like that.
I thought they weren't going to do these. I thought they weren't going to do capped in this expansion, though. Like, the development team had said something that about assaults can be capped.
They can be.
So that makes it possible for lower people to do it, but you don't have to have them capped.
Okay.
So, I don't think that they're going to cap them. I really don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's definitely going to be some kind of high-level dungeon type of missions.
They got too much flack for COP being all capped. Sucks that it's all capped.
Oh, man. It's so hard to do because it's so capped. Mm-hmm. I got to level 60 and then decided I was going to go back and do some of that stuff. I had to go back and buy all new armor.
Make sure you had to find
people that were that level. It's so annoying.
Right.
They were very annoying.
So that's cool. All hail Najah Salahim.
That'll be cool to look forward to. I want to know what those remnants are for.
There's so much in-game content in this game.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's sick. Yes, I could get to 75 today, and I would never be able to get all the way through that stuff.
Right.
But that's so awesome because it gives you something to do for a very long time. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
Gods and Dynamis and sky and sea and
lions and tigers, oh my.
Nice.
So moving right along. Probably one of the things a lot of people have been looking forward to. The Link Shell community beta is
up.
And I think it is fantastic.
It's really great. As we've mentioned before, the Link Shell community beta is kind of a way for you and your Link Shell to get together, and you get your own forum there. All your stats for your characters are displayed automatically, so all your Link Shell people can go in there and look at all your stuff, look at all your job levels, at your missions, at your quests, and you can all get together and do activities together and helps you plan.
And the really cool part I found about this, when you're looking at the members in your Link Shell and the levels or whatever, you can do a search. You can search, like, for example, you can search levels 1 through 10. It'll show you who has what jobs at what level through that range.
So if you want to start a static party, you know who's available, who's done
what. And even better, there's another thing on the right side of that page when you search, where you can pick a level or a job and like a level gap. So if I wanted to say, let's say I wanted to level warrior and I'll let people, you know, have like a 3-level gap, it'll show me everybody in my link shell that's not a warrior that has a job around that level range. What job
that's
that
cool.
is.
I haven't played with that yet. That's awesome.
I just stumbled across it one day. I could not believe it.
Yeah, this is a really cool opportunity. It's got places where you can upload the picture for your link shell as well as for each individual character. You know, it's all there. It's really cool.
The only thing I wish they would do, though, is make it more like a traditional forum. Because right now, all it is just text-based entries from your members. I would like to see, you know, places for, you know, links or images.
I think it's pretty cool.
Even like a little Moogle smiley face.
I think it's pretty cool. You just need to get used to the way it's kind of set up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's totally got a lot of potential. And again, it's a beta. They call it a beta.
Right.
You know, it's something we're working on. But it's really nice. The it's graphically, it's really nice. Sure. Nicely set up. And it's really easy to look through all the people in your link shell. It's really easy to find out all the information about the people that are in your link shell. It also gives you the choice if you want to share all of your information with everybody else, so anybody else can search for you in your link shell and look at all your stats and stuff. It's really cool. It's a really good tool.
Very cool.
Very cool. So we're very pumped about that.
It's fun.
I think we our link shell on Kujato was one of the first North American entries for the beta on our server.
That's what I heard.
Yes! Cool. Okay. So with that said, there's something I wanted to mention. Okay. We are not just a group of people doing a podcast. We are a community. And we have a community link shell set up on Kujata. Okay. And we want everybody to be involved. So send me a message, write us an email, let me know. We'll get you hooked up with a World Pass to Kujata. You can create a character. We'll get you hooked up with a Link Pearl. You can get signed up on the community beta, and you can get in and have good times.
Yeah, definitely. Good times. I don't play it as much because I got my main character on Bahamut. My link shell's looking for members. So if anyone's on Bahamut, doesn't want to make a new character on Kujata, just look us up on the community beta. The link shell name's Organization 13.
Yes.
Send us a tell and we'll get you in here.
The Kujata link shell is Fat Chocobo with a PHAT. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So let us know. We'll get you hooked up. We'll get you in.
I'm in Fusion's link shell on Bahamut, but I'm also in a H&M link shell.
But you haven't registered on the community last
time. No, I haven't yet. I'm kind of nervous about registering stuff on that. I don't get nervous about that.
You can make it private. You don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
You could be like.
The link shell I'm in, United We Fall, we're on there also. I think I'm not the only one that's paranoid, though, because a lot of the members haven't registered yet.
What are you waiting for?
A lot of them are just kind of like, what is this?
What is this stuff? It's new. It's new.
We don't
it's
like
different.
We fear change.
I'm a big fan of the link shell community. Because
I love it.
It gives you all the kinds of information you could ever want, like your crafting. And,
it's great.
So you can be like, oh, I need someone who's a woodcrafter in my link shell.
Yeah,
And you can go through there and look at all the craft skills.
Yeah, anything you want to know,
and it's automatically updated, so you don't have to pick. You know, you don't have to put in each and every digit on all the stats. You know, that you have for all the characters.
And another thing, we could use this too when we get our emails. If someone says, you know, they have like 15 million level 75 jobs and they're in this link shell, we'll hunt you down. We'll figure out if you're lying or not.
That's true. You'd be like, yeah, I have a ninja at level 75.
Like,
it's like, you can't lie anymore. You can't lie anymore. I see, it's only level 3. Ha ha ha. So, good deal. But yes, we want to see you come over to Kujata. Create a new character. Leave the old character behind.
And come over. Chance, you're on Bahamut and don't want to do that.
I will even help. I will even help power level you if you come over.
Nice.
Hang out with us. Talk with us.
You stay part of the community. Will not allow sheep to kill you.
Yes, I will. I will save you from the aggroing goblins.
The evil sheep. Shouldn't. Yeah.
Good stuff.
And like we said, since you know this is a community, I know. A lot of people have been doing Besieged lately. Sammy, have you done any of those yet?
Besieged? Yes, I have. Besieged are fun.
What do you think? Fun?
I love Besieged. I think it's a great, just, it's fun because you get experience, and you get assault, or,
Imperial standing.
Imperial standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. And it's fun. I think it's fun. I mean, I think it's a little bit laggy, but it's that's to be expected when you have 700 people in a small area like El Zabi.
They're working on it too.
Yeah, but I think that I think it's fun. I think it's great fun.
Have
I like the fact that you don't lose experience from dying. Also,
that is very nice.
I have a question about that.
Okay,
when you start Besieged, does it like zone and then start the event or?
Usually what happens is everybody said they're waiting because everybody could tell from, you know, looking at the maps or whatever that BC is just about to start.
Right.
So everybody's just kind of standing around waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden you get a cutscene.
Okay, so it's a cutscene.
It shows the mobs coming into the city, and then after the cutscene's over, you go and the mobs are there. You start fighting them.
Okay.
And then at the end, you get another cutscene. Fusion told me that our server is the only server that has not lost a Besieged.
This is what I have heard, and this is why I brought this up. For everybody listening out there, if you would be so kind, send us your Besieged stats, the wins, your losses, or whatever. We want to figure
from
this out.
Is there a way to check?
There is. If you go to the guards in the new area, they can give you sanction.
Okay.
You can ask them about Besieged. And I think the options, it's like the current state of defense, and it'll tell you we have defeated the enemy forces this many times, and we have had like the Astral Candace and stolen this many times.
Okay.
And we have never had ours stolen.
Sweet.
So it could be people just like, hey, you know, we're cool, all these other servers stink, but you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
This is something they should put on the census.
That's cool.
That is something they should have put on the census. Instead of how many, you know, Hume number two faces there are.
I don't care that Carp, Sel, and Sandy. I want to know who's lost Besieged.
And that can be sent to petfoodalpha@gmail.com for those who are wondering. So, fantastic. I have no idea where our server stands. I've never even been there when that was happening.
My
experience is kind of lacking in the Ottergon area right now.
I was on the boat coming in today, and right after I got off the boat, it said the Troll mercenaries are retreating. I was like, damn. Like another, you know, 5 minutes, I could have gotten something from it. But, you know.
Nice. So do you have to be in a certain area when that starts?
You have to be in Al-Zabi.
You just have to be in Al-Zabi?
You have to be in Al-Zabi.
Okay.
That's
you don't have to be like
that can
okay.
take place. So
sweet.
And there's also right of what happens is if you look on the map for Besieged, it'll show you know the preparation level for each force.
Okay.
And then when it says preparing, they're gonna attack soon.
I see.
I've heard there's like some equations you can put the numbers in or whatever to see what time, like how long it's going to be. I don't know. If anybody knows how to tell how long exactly, time-wise, it's going to be for Besieged, let us know, because I'd like to know instead of sitting around for a couple hours.
So do you actually have to fight, or can you just stand around and get points from everybody
else?
Well,
you can, but the more stuff you do, the more points you get.
You should be, usually you hear a lot of people shouting for a party or alliance when you're in there.
Right.
So basically, you could pretty much stand around while everybody else in your party or alliance fights, but I mean, that's
right.
Pretty stupid. Because, the more you kill, the more you're going to get.
And another thing you can do, when it says they're preparing, and then a message will come up. If you're in, like, the new areas, I think, it'll say the enemy forces are advancing or whatever. And then it'll say you can intercept them in either, it'll either be the woodlands or the thickets.
Okay.
So you can go out there. I've actually heard people on forums kind of confused. Like, I saw a train of like 5 Mamu Ja NMs one day. Like, that was besieged. Like, you can nice. Kill them in the thickets or the woodlands as they're coming and like prevent besieged altogether. But I usually just wait in the city because I think it's more fun. So yeah. I don't know how exactly how many of them there are actually walking through those areas.
That's cool. Now, I guess that brings another question. At level 60, how tough are those mobs?
I'm level 59 right now. I actually did a besiege. I think I was level 58. I was barely hitting anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it was the
bottom. You want to be like 65 to really be...
It was a level 5 besiege, I believe. And I had maybe 34 TP for the entire thing.
Okay.
I ended up using a re-raise ring like 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of AoEs.
Wow. So you got your butt kicked.
Yeah. My wyvern got killed by a...
Nice, dude.
I got killed by an automaton, actually, one time.
Really?
Who is it? I think the trolls have automatons.
Really? Yes.
The Mamulja.
Wow. I did not know that.
Dragon type guys, and my wyvern got one-shotted by another wyvern. So, that was fun.
Nice. So, are their automatons the same as ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen the regular frame, and I've actually seen the mage frame.
Okay.
Around, so.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And they're the trolls that have those?
Yeah. Well, so like I think huge. It was in the storyline, too, when you get Puppet Master somewhere. Or, like, maybe it was just talking to some NPCs, like, how, like, when they were fighting or something, like, they took control of their automatons or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. Have you unlocked Puppet Master? Does that ring any bells?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think so.
Because where you remember. Because there was, like, a fight at Arapago Reef or something. And that's
I remember that.
To get, yeah, something like that.
It's so clouded for me because I unlocked Puppet Master and Corsair at the same time. Oh, okay. So, like, I got the whole pirate ship
thing.
There was
a pirate and a puppet.
And then, you know, it was a long night and I didn't sleep at all, you know.
Yeah,
I had that thing going.
I've done a lot.
So I was just like, oh, puppet, Corsair, oh, cool, I'm going to bed. And I was like all bloopy and laughy and
ha ha ha. That pirate has a funny hat.
I'm like, ha ha, he's a pirate. Nice. Word. Alright, good. Alright, cool. So, alright, besieged. Awesome. I'll get into it. Send us your emails on that, on what your server's done, and we'll make fun of your server if you've been doing really badly, so let us know.
We'll give you some helpful tips, though. You know, constructive criticism.
PetFoodAlpha@gmail.com.
Definitely.
Cool. All right. Next. Emails!
Woo. We awesome. Actually got a lot of emails.
Thank you very much for the emails. We really appreciate your input.
Great. I've also been getting a lot of people on the screen name, too. So,
yes.
We're going up in the world.
Well, not really, but, you know, we're trying.
I like to pretend we're going up in the world. It makes me feel special.
Pro Bowl, here we come, baby!
Yes.
So, alright.
Next
cool.
year we'll be hosting the Pro Bowl.
So. Yeah. Okay, so we got a lot of emails. Thank you very much. We obviously can't read them all.
Right.
But, in future episodes, we'll try to get to them. So, thank you.
Right. Definitely, but we gotta go over it.
Cool.
There's one that's fairly interesting. I know, Stake, you read this. The doppelgangers are clones, supposedly, here.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
We got an email from Moroku of Asura, who says he was leveling in the dunes, and he saw a party leveling with yellow link shells above their heads. And he said he saw some very familiar names. One of them was X-Fusions, with Zs instead of Ss. Which maybe I do have my own fan club, sir. I you know I can hope.
Ah, but wait, it gets better.
And the link shell's name was Plenty of Hips and Thighs Club, or Fat C.
Weird, huh?
Like Fat Chocobo or Blanky Jetta. This not only confuzzled me, but also made me wonder why someone would spend $3K for a link shell just to make a knockoff. They love us. Sammy.
That's the only. Like, it's gotta be Sammy, dude.
It's gotta be. Because I know you or me aren't cool enough to. Of course, they did my name, so I think it's me and Sammy, and you're just kind of left in the corner.
Nobody likes me. Ah, but it gets better. Keep going.
Does it?
Yeah.
He said, so was this a publicity stunt by you guys or some sort of prank? I'm guessing the later, but who knows? No. I had nothing to do with this. Did you stick?
Definitely didn't have anything to do with that. That is totally weird to me. It was totally weird.
Nice.
So,
very cool.
If you're out there and you're listening and you're fans, let us know.
I'm curious to know
That's either a really weird coincidence or like kind of like borderline creepy.
Kind of stalker type creepy.
Maybe
stalkers on another server. That would be kind of cool. Just knowing that I have some stalker on some other server that I'll never see, it makes me feel kind of all warm and tingly.
Nice.
All right, so we also got another email from Moroku. I'm working on a guide for White Mage and have no place to post it. How would I go about submitting it to you guys? Just go ahead and put it in the Be the Gamer forums. We don't have a separate Final Fantasy forum right now in Be the Gamer. So just go ahead and post it in the Petford Alpha forums. You can, make a thread that says, White Mage Guide, something simple like that. You don't need to go through any kind of procedure for that. So thank you for the email. Next
good
up,
deal.
Some of you guys that listen to Mega Elixir might recognize this Captain Rag.
Word, Captain Rag.
A.K.A. Squall Stripe.
Our homie and yours.
Shout out. As most people know on episode 3, I kind of went on a rant about dragons.
Oh boy.
Nobody likes dragons. But Captain Rack has been leveling his dragoon, and he sympathizes with me.
Oh, you poor thing.
Dude, I think of my dragoon is like level 10, man.
Dragoons are amazing damage.
Why? I never caught the boat, I guess, on Dragoon.
Well, it's just a personal preference.
I guess
it
so.
Is, but everybody's personal.
But you know what, though?
Dragoon sucks, and that's not true.
Here's the thing. It's like, the people that are actually Dragoons swear by Dragoon. You know what I mean?
Right.
I find that really interesting that, like, the people that are Dragoons, they like, there's so many, like, high-level dragoons in this game. It's sick because, like, I guess once you're a dragoon, it's like, you don't want to touch anything else.
It's a fun job.
They swear by it. People swear by a dragoon.
It's a fun job. It's like I started leveling Bard out of the blue, and it's a fun job to play. Just like Dragoon is.
They need to change the Wyvern styles. Or, like, add a Wyvern armor so that you can change it up.
Armor. Actually, that was when they had the Q&A session at the festival. Someone brought up the Wyvern armor.
Yeah,
so
remember
that'd be
that.
Cool. Or maybe Wyvern colors, something like that. Cool. Something to make your Wyvern unique.
I remember when I first started playing this game almost 3 years ago. The first time that I saw a Dragoon in Artifact gear, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so amazing. Because I've played like the old Final Fantasies, like Final Fantasy 4 / Final Fantasy 2, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
With the Dragoon, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be a Dragoon. But that idea kind of just fizzled. But I was so impressed with it. So cool looking.
Definitely a fun job. So thank you, Captain Rag, for that email. Appreciate it. Dragoons forever.
Dragoon for life.
Throw up your gang sign.
Dragoons, baby. Yeah.
Dragoon for the win.
Dragoon for the win. Okay, next email.
All right. This one comes from, I might butcher this, Ilisra from Azura. Yeah, another one from Ezra, didn't it? Ezra seems to be a popular listening base for us. She's the one that last week sent us the skill chain email. Probably remembered that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I want you to know, Fusion, I'm a big fan of you too, not just Sam. Thank you.
Dude, nobody's a fan of steak, but that's all good.
She has a question for us. This could be fun. What jobs are your favorites and why? And which jobs do you dislike and why?
And
finally, what job is the hardest and why? So we'll start this off. Steak, what are your favorite jobs and why?
I started this game playing a red mage. I got to like level 18 to get my sub job, and it fizzled. And then I went to white mage. White mage is awesome, but
really?
I gotta say it's all about paladin for me. I mean, I love the way I can take hits, and I don't get my butt kicked like you do with other jobs. Right. And like, I don't know, when you're in a party, people rely on you and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean, not as much as like a white mage.
But, and as we said last week, you know, out of the jobs level, white mage is the biggest. We don't need any more white mages. Go paladin.
Go paladin, baby. And paladin is awesome because like now you have like the auto regen.
Mm-hmm. Auto refresh.
Yeah. Or refresh. I'm sorry. Idiot. So you got that. And it's just really cool.
Very. Sammy, what's or do you got more favorite jobs, Steak? I'm sorry.
Well, just the I'll let Sammy go. Go ahead.
You let me go. Well, obviously my favorite is paladin.
Paladin forever.
I love paladin. I love it. I love tanking. I hate white mage.
Why?
I guess it's just not enough for me. I just don't like sitting back and healing. It's just, it's really like removing status effects and healing. Ooh, fun. I think part of it is too, is that I'm always afraid I'm going to miss something. And to me, white mage is like the most important job in the game.
Could be.
And, so yeah, the white mage would have to be the worst to me. I really like warrior a lot. Warrior is a lot of fun. I think warrior is the most versatile game versatile job in the game because technically you could be a tank or you could be DD.
Right.
And you can use so many different types of weapons.
Yes. Really, I think warrior is the most versatile, and I think it's fun. I think it's great. I'm eventually planning on leveling it. Just a lot of warriors. Everybody's a warrior.
Yeah.
So, but warrior parties are the best when you have, right, you know, four warriors, a red mage, and a bard. Oh, so much fun.
Especially, it's so good.
It is.
There's a lot of warriors.
Because it's just warrior great. And the hardest job, I think, to me, at least, that I'm afraid to level. Fusion will laugh at me for saying this, because mine's level one.
Beastmaster?
No, oh, Summoner.
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 It just seems really difficult to me.
Summoner is just as easy as white mage level in the beginning levels.
Very true. You're pretty much, that's all you do. Nobody cares if you have Ifrit.
Right.
Cure me.
I think that and ninja. I think ninja is a hard job to master. Because it's a tanking job at the end. I mean, it is a tanking job. Everybody takes it as a tanking job, which I could go on a whole another discussion about how I don't think it should be a tank.
Paladin is the only tank in this game.
But because it is a tanking job, I think with the timing that you have to get down with your shadows and everything like that, I think it makes it a really hard job.
It's really fun.
Have a lot of respect for ninjas who are great tanks. I really do. Even though I don't think they should be, but that's another story.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So, okay.
What about you, Fusion?
My favorite jobs. Well, Dragoon, obviously. I don't think I'll go into any more of that. Samurai is really fun. Actually, when I started the game, I wanted to do Dragoon. But I got Samurai.
Okay, so you're Dragoon from the start?
So I've been wanting to do Dragoon. But I got Samurai, and I played that to like 61. That was really fun. Meditate and TP.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Bard is also a really good job.
Versatility is so key, and Bard takes versatility as far as a mage class or support class.
Right.
Bard is so much fun, man.
Bard is the ultimate support job.
Dude, oh, man. Past level 40, bards are so key to a really good party. So
awesome.
The only reason I unlocked it was, you know, a really good friend of mine was leveling it. So I said, it was like the only one, the only job I had that was unlocked. So I got it and I started soloing it. It was kind of a pain in the butt. But, after you get it, like after 25, man, like I was leveling my Dragoon, and if I couldn't get a party, I would go on the Bard, and I'd get a party, like, you know, instantly. And it kind of made me feel a little better.
Another thing that I noticed about Bard was, like, at the beginning levels, it was really easy for me to, like, get from 1 to 10. It was like a breeze. Because, like, I could cure myself, I could give myself better melee, you know, I could, like, switch it up. I could change my skills.
Mm-hmm.
Bard is just awesome that way.
And they get a new song like every level.
Every level.
Kind of making me want to level my Bard, guys.
Man, I want to level my Bard.
I'm gonna get you to level that.
All right, let's do it. We're gonna level our Bards.
I need.
We'll sing the goblins to death.
I have some of the forks already for the summons too. I will not level my summoner unless I have all my summons. I can tell you that much.
We'll go get them. I still need Rama. Let's go.
Okay, maybe.
You know what else is hard?
They'll never.
I'll tell you what else is hard. Beastmaster. And not because it's a hard job.
Oh, Beastmaster.
Why do you gotta be so hateful? You're so mean to me.
I'm not mean.
Alright, so anyways, Bard. Okay, Bard is hard, but it's not hard because it's a difficult job. It's hard because you have to switch your frame of mind. You have to unlearn that parties, you know, are how you get experience, and you need to be in a party, and you need to grind. Beastmaster is all about one breath at a time. You go out there, and you get your pet, and you earn every piece of experience that you get. There's no, you know, it might level a little bit slower than other jobs, but, it's a lot of fun because you can do it all by yourself and you earn everything that you get. So
that's if you like to play solo, I can understand that. I know a lot of my friends who enjoy playing solo love Beastmaster. I personally do not.
Yeah.
Beastmaster. I like doing things with a group of people. Yeah. We did have for a while when I was leveling my ninja with Fusion and another one of our friends, he was Beastmaster and he partied with us. And it worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was pretty good damage, and he pulled, which was great.
Very good pullers.
Yeah, and it was fun, but it's Beastmaster's not for me.
A lot of people quit Beastmaster because it can be really frustrating because it's just a different way to play this game.
Yeah.
If you get really tired of the grind, which a lot of people do sometimes too, you get tired of, you know, you're level 50, you know, whatever, and it's, you know, tons of experience until your next level, and you're just sick of being in a party.
Any job, though, too,
And it just helps sometimes to get out of the party and get out there and be by yourself and enjoy Venadil and all that it has to offer.
Yeah.
One breath at a time.
What jobs do I dislike? I could probably do this. What I hate, I don't like White Mage. One, because I suck at it. And two, I'll admit it, I am a terrible White Mage. And two, is because there's too much to do. You gotta cure, you gotta, you know, get rid of poison. At the later levels, you gotta, you know, haste. It's just, there's too much to do.
I had a White Mage for a long time that I partied with that refused to haste me. Said it was a waste of MP.
He apparently sucks at White Mage too.
Yeah, and he's made it to 75, and you know who he is too.
It's weird for White Mage because, like, haste, you cast it and it takes a while for it to cool down
for you to cast it again.
Yeah.
And normally at a party, you've got like three people that want haste. So you're like, okay. So by the time everybody gets haste, the first person, you know, the haste wears off. And then it can be frustrating being a white mage. You gotta give them a little slack. They're keeping you alive.
That's their primary job.
You know, keep you alive.
I hate when people ask. I mean, I'm not one of those people in a party who, if you're not going to haste me or you're not refreshing me, I'm not going to be like, hey, come on, refresh. You know,
right.
Haste. Yeah, I'm not going to be like that. Yeah. But you got to know your job and you got to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I guess I just get aggravated with people who don't know their job, which is partly, like Fusion said, one of the reasons I don't like to do white mage because I don't feel that I'm that great at it. I was told I am leveling mine now because I want it as a sub. I want it to 37. And I was told by a couple people that I was a really good white mage, and I was like, thanks, still not leveling it to 75. No thanks.
Well, that's because you're a though. People like, they give you compliments.
Oh, no, don't go there.
Okay, I won't go
there. We're not going there.
I leveled my white mage to 45, but I wanted to get as high as 45 so I could have my AF1. I wanted to have all of the teleports.
Right.
And I think at the time I was like, I'm gonna go for 60. I'm gonna go for 60, but 45 is okay for right now.
Yeah. The only reason I leveled my white mage is with my bard.
Okay.
Because there's really nothing else you can sub with bard that
I don't know. It might be really interesting to see a bard blue mage out there because the blue mage has that little bit of extra versatility.
You gotta think of what the bard does. He runs back and forth, you know, singing. Does he really have time to, you know?
Sure, why not? He's not doing that all the time. Sometimes he can get in there and start
mating. I have Damahi Bard Ninja solo. Is awesome.
At what level though?
Oh yeah. Well, 75. I mean, because you have to have knee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bard Ninja is a good sub to have with what Bard if you're gonna solo me? Or huh? What 37.
Level? Oh, okay, cool.
So you have to be 75 to have it as a sub.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember actually Fusion laughing because one of our friends came in with Bard Ninja. Ninja as a sub? What are you doing with Ninja as a sub? Yeah, you did.
I won't deny ever saying that.
Really, Bard Ninja is really good. It's not just for soloing, but also Bard doesn't get a lot. If you don't need a healer, Bard doesn't get enough MP to really make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Ninja, if the Bard, because a Bard can do pretty good damage itself too. If you're in a party, say, not for experience, but for a mission or for you know, just helping people get keys or do something like that, Bard Ninja is great.
Wow. I can imagine. I think, I think there should be more accepted sub jobs for Bard. Like, I really think that you should be able to get away with, like, Bard Black Mage or any type of mage class. Mage sounds really good.
It also depends on what you want to do.
Right.
Like, I know, actually, the friend that, that made me get Bard, her sub is a red mage. And if you wanna, you know, enfeeble, do a little bit of everything, that's fine. But, like, I mean, my level 14 summoner had more MP than her level 60 Bard red mage.
Okay.
So, if you don't need the MP, then, you know, go ahead.
At level 75, my friend Bard, he's got 163 MP.
I think my summoner has like 141 right now.
Yeah, nice. And that's at level 75. So they don't get much MP. It's not really necessary. Right. They count on all their songs. I personally think everybody should have Ninja as a sub for anything. I think Ninja is a great sub to have for just any job. I mean, especially if you want to solo, the shadows help a ton. And I think everybody should level their Ninja
as a sub. 37. As a sub, Paladin Ninja is a great sub. Ninja is a great sub for Paladin.
At 75, it's incredible.
Yeah,
it's really cool. You can.
Sammy's
I love really it.
Going. Sammy's been dreaming about that one for a while.
I know. I actually had a party last week with some of my friends, and they let me go Paladin Ninja, and another person went Ninja and tanked. And I put on DD gear, I wore a Vernie, and I had two swords, and I put on some attack gear, and I was doing, now, as a Paladin, in a normal party, my weapon skills do about, 50 to 75 damage.
Nice.
I was doing over 500 with my weapon skills as a ninja sub with attack gear on.
That's pretty good.
I actually could, I was actually pulling hate off of the ninja onto me with a ninja sub, and it is possible.
Yeah.
It's just not, you don't have the Voke. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Voke and Warcry.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to, you know, because as a Paladin, your main focus is to keep hate.
Right. Yeah.
So those are two abilities that really count, on which kind of aggravates me because the game itself forces you then to have a warrior sub. I think that kind of sucks.
Yeah, definitely.
Paladin job abilities do not pull enough hate to keep it without Voke.
Not at all.
So it's kind of. I'm hoping, and I've heard rumors, that they are going to be adding an ability for Paladins. If it is anything like Voke, then I will definitely be going Paladin Ninja and Screw Warrior.
Definitely get Voke, because they're the only job that's meant to be a tank.
Paladin, yeah.
That's their only purpose is a tank.
Yeah, right. Because they're not damage dealers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have high defense, high vitality. It actually, we have really high strength too, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny because our attack is crap, but we have high strength. Yeah. My strength is higher than my vitality base. Of course, nice. I have vitality gear, right. But my strength is
okay.
Bad.
Okay. Wow.
So,
I wonder why we stink at hitting.
My strength is 72, my vitality is 70.
Okay.
So. It's just kind of interesting. Yeah.
That is weird. We also something that's weird about Paladin, we have the highest staff skill.
I was going to say.
That's not weird.
My bad. Why isn't it weird?
I tank with a staff in sky.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you use an earth staff, you take 20% less damage.
Yeah.
Right. And it helps a lot. And, or you get, I think it's a primate staff that also gives you a better attack.
Okay.
And, yeah, either that or the earth staff. And, when we do gods and stuff, I always use my earth staff. Staff is hell to level up. It took me forever.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, when you get to 215, you get a weapon skill, called Spirit Taker. Which gives you MP back from the mobs, so that's kind of nice to have. It helps a lot. It can save your butt.
Yeah.
And it has saved mine.
It's very cool, but you don't get it until level 7, or no. What level do you get that at, you know?
Not really sure, because I just got it recently.
I think it's like 60-something.
Possibly. I know my staff skill right now is at 217, and it's not even close to being capped.
I think it gets to 250 something, doesn't it? I could be wrong.
Possibly. I'm not even sure.
I could be totally wrong. Way off base for that. But like, for as far as staff skill is concerned, like what I've been doing is kind of when people have been shouting for keys, like I need the key from, you know, Garliage, or like I need the key from the Necropolis. I'll go along with them and skill up my, you know, staff skill.
I think skill up parties are fun. Love skill up parties. We just go, we'll get a skill up party together and go to Kuftal or to the Boyahada Tree and just skill up for a couple hours. And I think they're fun because you're not really worried about experience and you're just, you know, getting a little bit maybe.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know, I think that's a fun thing to do. I love scaling up.
Actually. Dude, Sammy, every time I talk to you, you make me want to get myself up to 75.
Well, Paladin is great fun at 75. I think it is. I think it's just fun.
I think Dragon would be better.
Paladin God Gear.
Paladin, I have the Koenig head and the Koenig hands.
Yeah.
That's all you get from Sky. That's all the Paladin gets. I was just talking about it with my Linkstall members the other day, that I feel like I'm getting gypped because we can't wear Kieran's Assode. We can't wear...
Bards can.
Okay, yeah, Bards can, exactly. We can't wear any of the Sunates. We can't wear... you can't wear any of the really awesome gear from Gods. We get abjurations, and that's it. So I've got everything that I can get from Sky. And then from there I have to go to Dynamis or Limbus to get the rest of the stuff. But
that stuff is awesome, though. The Paladin Gag is so cool.
Yeah.
The Koenig body. I'd love to have a Koenig body.
Me
that's like,
too.
And it only drops from like two...
The devil himself.
Two NMs, and then you can get it in Dynamis. I think it's Zarkabard. Dynamis Zarkabard drops it.
It could be worse. You could have to kill, like, Chuck Norris to get it.
Oh, boy. Don't get me started. Cool. All right. Well, thanks for that email. Obviously, we got into a pretty nice conversation about that.
About Paladin, we'll say.
Good, Paladin.
I've got to sit back. Okay.
Sorry.
Actually, as compared to Dragoons, so Dragoons would totally kick our butts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Again, props Shannon. To the Dragoon.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't do as a Paladin in Ballista.
Yeah.
No,
you kind of missed the boat on Ballista with Paladin. But hey, we're still tanks.
Yep, so, yeah. Absolutely.
So. All right. Well, with that said...
As some of you guys might know, our first couple of episodes that came out, they were kind of, you know, there really wasn't any method to its madness. One here, one there. We're starting to get a little better with that. We record Saturdays. Saturday to Sunday morning, you should be able to download the newest episodes on BeTheGamer.com.
Yes.
And then by Monday, hopefully, it will be available for download on iTunes.
Right. And also, we made it so that you don't have to actually create a profile on BeTheGamer.com to download the podcast. You just Right, you should.
It's a very good community.
It is a very cool community. We're a bunch of crazy people.
Crazy guys.
So we encourage you to go do that, but we made it so that you don't have to. And the reason for that is so that we could link it elsewhere and get it out there more. So,
right.
So thanks for bearing with us in our startup here. It's been a little bit kind of scatty, but we're getting a schedule going. So thanks for bearing with us. All right. Well, with that said, write us email. Let us know what you think of the show. Give us your questions.
Besieged stuff.
And your besieged wins and losses. I'm sure Fusion will get quite a kick out of that.
Yeah, and let Fusion and Stake know if they have a fan club also, please. So they stop
somebody
being jealous.
Somebody needs to go on the Theater Gamer forums and make me a fan club for that.
Please don't do that. Don't encourage him. Please don't encourage him. But the email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. So write us an email. Also, on iTunes, give us a rating.
Definitely.
We got six ratings out there. We got six reviews. Give us more reviews. That would be great.
Thanks.
We would love to hear what you think.
Definitely.
So rate us good. Well, you can rate us whatever you want to, but
we hope it's good.
So. All right, well, with that said, check us out at BeTheGamer.com, and we'll talk to you next time. All right?
Bye.
Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'm Cuckoo for Chocobo!